America Extension Almanac.
Around this time of year, grasshoppers start to become a problem, and with several years of below normal precipitation, they could become a menace. Nebraska Extension educator Dave Boxler talks about management strategies for pasture grasshoppers.
It's been a number of years since we've had a real bad grasshopper outbreak, but the last three summers, we've been kind of building toward this. Grasshoppers like very droughty conditions, and certainly in some parts of western Nebraska, we've experienced that over the last 3 years. This year is completely different, but the stage is set. The threshold is kind of sliding. It can range anywhere from 8 to 40 grasshoppers per square yard, depending upon the range condition, the quality of the forage, the cost of the treatment. So there's a big range there, but realistically, not all grasshoppers will reach maturity. On average, only 50% will. So if you've got a nymphal population of about 30, you can expect maybe half of those would die. But that's still impactful. And especially if you've got marginal pasture and can't afford to lose grass to their feeding, it would be probably prudent to have your location surveyed. The window of opportunity for treatment is not that wide. Historically, we'd like to see the treatments made when the grasshoppers are less than 3/4 inch in length. And sometimes that might escape us, but for the products that we have and the system that we utilize for pasture grasshopper control in the range, that's the target. Usually 3rd to 4th instar. We don't like to go much more than 4th instar because the product just isn't as effective. You know, grasshoppers can consume up to 50% of their weight per day. So if you get some large numbers out there, you can lose a lot of forage very quickly. And certainly some of the pastures, as you well know, have been really grazed pretty hard over the last 2 to 3 years. So some may not be able to support a grasshopper infestation. So I would encourage producers to really take a look at their pastures. And if they have any questions, they certainly should contact their local extension educator who can actually connect them with the USDA APHIS team for an on-site survey. And also, there's something that we do have to be somewhat concerned about is the American burying beetle, the range of that. And it covers some of the counties where we're seeing those high fall numbers. Now, the status of the American burying beetle has went from a endangered species to a threatened species. So that changes the status a little bit. It's still considered a protective species. So if you live within that range, the estimated range, I would really recommend calling and contacting the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and visit with them about your particular site to make sure that you are doing this in a proper way, not to get in trouble. And you can reach out to them at 308-382-6468. So I think you need to work together so that we don't make an application where we shouldn't. And they need to be kept up to date with possible treatments.
Today's program was a portion taken from a recent BeefWatch podcast offered by Nebraska Extension. To hear the entire interview, go to beef.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.